that, you want me to that's your reply to what I'm going to say. No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
What? No, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story is presented by Dude Wipes. Dudes, we need to have a serious chat about your bathroom habits. It's time to quit shitty, scratchy toilet paper and switch to Dude Wipes. Dude Wipes are an extra-large, flushable wipe made with plant-sourced fibers, designed to give your anus a cleaner, more refreshing finish than TP after dropping a deuce out of said anus. Think about it. When you wash your face, hands, or body, you use water to get yourself clean. So when it comes to the dirtiest thing we do, taking a big poop, why don't we use dry toilet paper? Not any longer. Use Dude Wipes. They'll change your life. Your butthole will thank you. You'll never look at an empty toilet paper roll the same way again. Be prepared for any situation with Dude Wipes. They'll come in at home, on the off. They come in all kinds of options. At home, on the go options. You can find them on Amazon, Walmart, Target, nationwide. Or you can go to dudewipes.com, and that's what we recommend, because you can use promo code ANUS15, the number 15, ANUS15, for 15% off your entire order. Quit having a dirty asshole. This is me genuinely speaking off copy. There's nothing worse than having a dirty asshole. Girls hate it. You'll hate it. Don't do it. Get Dude Wipes. Have a spotless asshole. I personally have the cleanest butthole out of all my homies. And they clown me every once in a while, but when it comes to getting girls, guess what? It works. Trust me. Dude Wipes. Anus 15. So Donnie, we're here with you, the Wonton Don. You said we could ask you anything about your travels. You've been all across the world.
You lived in China for 8 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to Asia.
China, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's a big part of it.
Tajikistan, Thailand, Cambodia,
Central Asia,
Laos,
mm-hmm.
Philippines,
Colombia.
We're going to ask you about pussy, probably. Nick's going to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm
only
well
have.
Versed.
You said we could ask. You said you were an open book about
I am,
the people
yeah.
you've met, the cuisine you've tried. I just have one question about pussy. How'd you get it in, like, such a language barrier?
Yeah. So, I mean, my first 6 months in China did not get laid. And it's just...
That's, like, nothing.
Yeah.
I've done 6 months, like, back to back to back without getting laid.
Yes. But, you know, there is a stereotype that, oh, it's so easy to get laid in China. If you're a white guy,
wait,
you'll
that,
just
what,
be
that's a
rolling
stereotype?
In pussy. Yeah, that's why there's
all
those
Asian stereotypes, the Chinese stereotypes. It's like, yeah, you just slip and fall.
If you're white,
Chinese
you
pussy.
No. Like there's a stereotype for white people in Asia that they go there because it's easy to get laid. That's why there's all the sexpats in Thailand and you know.
Sexpat? Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. Okay. There's quite a few. Normally, they're like 40 to 60-year-old British men. But, yeah, you meet a lot of those types in Thailand just with, like, 22-year-old girlfriends.
So you went to China. You were there for 10 years.
Yes.
I've heard you speak Chinese. It's rudimentary at best. So
yes,
it would
but...
be like a preschooler in a man's body trying to get laid by talking at a bar.
Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of wanted to do the Billy Madison thing where it's like when I arrived in China, instead of teaching preschool like I was, if I could just start going to a Chinese preschool and do like a month in preschool, a month in kindergarten, a month in first grade, a month in a second grade class, I feel like I would learn Chinese. Because like I can speak probably Chinese at like a second grade level.
So you discovered just the school system. I could learn a language.
Yes,
if I started.
But I think it would be. But instead,
wait a minute. I have the best idea. Like,
no,
why don't we do that for learning?
It would
everything?
Be a funny. I didn't
you know,
want
we'll
to just go to
at the easiest level. maybe even when they're kids.
But I didn't want to take Chinese classes with people my age. I think it would be very funny content-wise if I just like, because you could put me, I could like, you could put me in a Chinese kindergarten and I could talk to all the Chinese kindergartners because I probably know around the same amount of Chinese as them. So I would just learn. I would grow with the kids. It'd be like Billy Madison, you know, except in China.
It would be the exact plot of Billy Madison.
Except instead of learning all the subjects, you're just learning how to speak.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, back to pussy.
What the fuck happened to us? How do we get sidetracked? We got into the education system from pussy. Yes.
Embarrassing. So the first time I got laid, it was due to a little trick.
Do you want...
What?
Just tread lightly. Did you trick her?
No, no. Well, a trick means...
Oh, you meant like a signature move.
Yes, a move.
Saying trick implies the worst.
Yeah, and then I realized that you can just pay for pussy in China, and it's pretty cheap, and you start to get laid all the time.
but you're a man of honor, so...
No. So there was a bar called Perry's. They had all sorts of fun deals there. They literally had free cigarette sundaes. And you just show up on Sundays. They had platters of cigs.
That's the place to fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. What I did, you know, it's very played out to buy a girl a drink. Like, say, if you see a cute girl and you're like, hey, waiter, send her over a free one and tell her it's from me. I switched it up. Every girl is expecting that. I started sending girls a free cup of cream of mushroom soup.
At a bar that the people are all just drinking cocktails, probably.
Yeah, well, some people go to have like
some are having
a meal, like they finger foods. They had a food menu, like they weren't known for their food. Most of their food was very bad, but they boiled up a mean vat of cream of mushroom soup, and I would mean vat. The first few times I tried it, it didn't work well, but I would just be like, hey, can you send that cute girl over there? A bowl of soup, and then
and here's the thing that for the listeners our listeners don't get laid, you want to fuck a girl with a belly full of maybe the heaviest of chowders.
This is just to break the ice, you know. Maybe it's so she knows who I am. So then the next time she sees me, like, oh, that nice man bought me a bowl of soup. I want to have sex with him. The first few times I did it, it did not work out well. Like, I sent them the soup, and then I looked over, like, after the waiter awkwardly hands her the soup, she's like, what? And then the waiter points over at me, and I'm just waving across the bar.
Ni hao. Is that ni hao?
Yes.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. And then I walked over afterwards, and I was like, so, how'd you like the soup?
Wait, how do you say that in Chinese?
Nishiwan sopa. I don't know.
<He doesn't> know.
That's soap in Spanish. Yeah, I don't know. I know how to say mushroom is mogu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cream of mushroom is like the bottom of the barrel of soups. Like the would be at the back of my drawers growing up, like, and you would consider it at your hungriest, but it would be
I don't know. I feel like a good cream of mushroom soup is far superior to most
below,
soups.
Like the thyme and nutmeg on the hunger hierarchy.
No, wait. You're saying you would rather eat just thyme and nutmeg than cream of mushroom soup? I think it's definitely like a step below lobster bisque, but it's a step above.
I'm with Kyle. If I am in an empty apartment and all there is the spice rack and a cream of mushroom soup, I'm going to be shoveling cumin down my throat and just be like, damn, Nick, you want some cream of mushroom? Just be like, nah, I had a bunch of turmeric.
All right, that's low. I mean, you're not a big
Yeah, so you said the first two times it didn't work.
Yeah, but then it's just a very endearing thing. Like, that girl is never going to forget you because you're like, she's like, that's the first man that has ever sent me soup.
Sent me C-O-M.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I didn't even realize that.
What?
Calm. C-O-M, but it could, it sounds a little bit like
these girls like eating the soup graciously or?
Not that I saw her. No, there were some people that tried to be polite and took a few sips.
Okay.
I mean, soup is not far removed from a cocktail. It pretty much is a cocktail with chunks in it.
And no alcohol.
But
and
yeah.
Hot.
A Bloody Mary is pretty much an and alcoholic soup.
But cold and with alcohol. Yeah. So
it's like alcoholic gazpacho is what a Bloody Mary is, right? If you think about it.
Yeah.
A Bloody Mary is alcohol.
But then again, we're talking calm. We're talking cream of mushroom.
Yeah. We're talking calm. Yeah. Booze wouldn't go too well in that. It would be like a white Russian with shrooms. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And alcoholic cream of mushroom is, yeah, it's just a white Russian with a little bit of fungus. But yeah, so it's a good way, like the girls would know me and they're like, okay, he's got a wild side.
So that's not, like, you could still do that here.
I know. I've never tried it in the U.S. I really want to. I think, like, I don't want to give you guys homework on your own podcast, but I think if you guys could just each send a bowl of soup to a girl over the weekend and let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I think that works. And, like, especially, like, if you don't want to buy her a drink because she's wearing a mask, you don't know if she's, like, cute, you send her over soup. It's cheaper, and it's pull down that mask.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not, if you send her over a drink, the girl's like, this guy's trying to get me drunk so he can take advantage of me. But if you send over soup, you're like, this guy just wants to take care of me and make sure I'm not cold or starve. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, hey,
cream.
I don't think it's a move that like would only work in China.
That
I think it's pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the move that's doing anything. I think it's just like that. Yeah, like if it worked 1 in 4 times, it was 1 in 4 women that were attracted to you, that wanted to sleep with you.
Yes, I think actually the whole just like being tall and white thing.
Back to what you said is just
yes,
true.
Yeah, the stereotype actually is true. I just had to work up the nerve to talk to girls. So yeah, it's not too hard to get laid there, and it's not because you're white. It's because of the like, it's like. It's the same reason why people in the U.S. want to bang a foreign exchange student or like someone who's not from the U.S. It's seen as very, very exotic and unique. So when you're out in China, you're like, oh, it'd be cool to bang a white guy.
You were fine being fetishized.
Yes, I was fine with that. But it's like, I mean, it's like, you know how people are like, oh, I want to bang a chick with like a French accent, you know? Are you fetishizing?
Yeah.
The French accent?
Yeah.
Is there a certain foreign accent that you're the most attracted to?
Huh. I'm into like craniofacial anomalies.
You mean the people who get like a horn added?
like disorders.
The artificial.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
I think that's a prized kill.
A cleft lip.
He's been fucking around with a girl with just a cube head.
Okay.
She looks like if Casey Neistat was born in the 1800s. Never had a sip of water.
Yes.
Her name's Diana. Is it Diana? We just call her Di, which is hilarious because she's a cube.
Life expectancy is like significantly lower than the average person.
Having a cubed head is not good for you?
Princess Di. Yeah, so I think it's regional. Like, yeah, like there's certain things you have to do in a specific region in order to give yourself the best chances. Like, for instance, we're in Florida now, and I have a gator tooth necklace on. Nick has a puka shell. You have a fake shark tooth.
Yeah, and no one really cared about us until we put these on. But like
But if we went to Wheeling, we would plop D's.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a fun way to meet chicks.
Plopping D's?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the listener, like we would go to the Ohio River, bring a girl and just be like, hey, do you want to go plop D's? And the girls were always like, and I was like, I'll do it. You can watch. And then we just would go plop D's, which is you go to the riverbank and you have just a bag of used, for the most part, D batteries, and you just throw them into the river.
Yeah.
It was like more progressive towns would go just to the driving range, but we would fill up a bucket or a knapsack with D batteries
because
they had the best plop in the river.
So you wouldn't even try to skip the batteries?
Skipping stones was for like the private school kids.
So this was about who could get the best plop.
it was, yeah, you would fill up your knapsack with D batteries. You would raid like the flashlights and the air mattress pumps and what have you in your house.
Yeah.
My mom's rule was like, don't use your father's D's. Don't plop your father's D's. And wait till they're dead because we could use the D's. But the poor kids, they would bathe A's.
So everybody wanted D's were hard to come by. They were the most expensive battery. And so, like,
The best splash.
The poorest of the poor kids would bathe A's. So they would, like, you know, go to their little brother's Game Boy Color and take out his four single A's and try to
triple
come
A's,
up.
Triple A's, actually.
Yeah.
Those
triple
are the
A's.
Really small ones.
Yeah, and they would come up with us and be like, hey, can I plop? And we're just like, okay. And they would throw their,
AAA batteries,
and they would just bathe them. It wouldn't make a splash, not a plop to be heard, and they would just float down the river. But I remember I got in huge trouble. Power went out in our house, and I was like, oh, fuck. My dad went upstairs to go get the big, like, police mag light. It was like a 12-pound flashlight to illuminate the whole house, and he picked it up because it was heavy with a lot of force. Hit himself in the nose, started bleeding. I took out
the
D's. I snuck the D's out, and I just heard my dad yell. He's just like, yelled my name. My mom looks at me. She's like, you plopped your father's D's.
Yeah, he can relate though. He probably used to plop D's back in his day.
He still does to this day.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the kids. You wanted to just throw them because there was always the try hard who would throw it as far and high as possible in the air to try to get the best plop. His arm would be worn out by the fourth D.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same kid who sprinted the first lap of the mile and then ended up vomiting strudel cream by the end.
Yep.
Kool-Aid stayed on his mouth. You have to be strategic when you're plopping D's.
Dude, you know what a solid business would be if you threw on a snorkel, or if you just got the full-on scuba gear, you started collecting all the D's.
You could sell the D's back to young kids. You cannot replop a D. That was like rule number one. I remember
if someone gave you rusty battery, you'd be like, no way.
Yeah.
I need like a fresh one.
His name was Rusty Battery.
And he came up and recycled
like
the
Russell,
plops.
Like, those aren't new D's. He was like, yeah, they are. Like, look, it's starting to corrode.
Ah, yes. Yeah, what's
you know
the
what
fun
is a good
that?
Business idea, though? Pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes that are delivered right to your door. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You know, Donnie, you like to eat, right?
Yeah, I like to eat and cook.
Yeah, well, you know what sucks? Meal planning. It's stressful. Grocery store trips suck, too. Well, now you can cut both of those out, and you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. How's that sound?
Wow.
How's 25-plus recipes sound to choose from each week?
Oh.
Vegetarian meals, Kraft burgers, extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. I remember I used HelloFresh 2 weeks ago. It was a cutlet, pork cutlet, I believe. And I had a girl over, and she was like, how'd you make this? And I was just like, it's just a family recipe. She was floored. It was incredible. And you can use HelloFresh now and use code UNTOLD12, UNTOLD12. For 12 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh.com, UNTOLD12. 1-2. So at the time of recording this, we are doing a trip in Florida. We just left a spiritualist camp. This is a town. What was it called, Donnie? Casadega?
Casadega, yeah. It's the largest concentration of mediums in the Southwest.
Profession, not like body size wide.
Oh, yeah.
Because those would be larges.
Yeah. They tended towards the large size.
Yeah, there weren't many. Yeah. But we went there, got all kind of psychic readings done, got our chakras realigned, and there was a phenomena there. Aside from us, all women love psychics. It's like the fishing for women is going to psychics. You go there and you sit and you waste time. And
similar to horoscopes in a way, how like I feel like the most of the people I've met who love horoscopes are women as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vegetarius.
Yeah, but we were walking around this community and it was all women.
Yeah, the people who were having their fortunes read and the people dishing out the fortunes.
Yeah, so we did a you guys got read. Is that
me and Nick did a reading. You did a healing.
And this is a bit of a video spoiler, but this woman immediately just assumed I was gay. She was like, "Well, yeah, you're gay," and I was just like, "Oh, please, what?" And then I looked at myself and the way I carry myself, and aside from enjoying sleeping with women, yeah, she was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she assumed my grandma was dead, so you don't have to take it too hard.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think she knows something that you don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely right.
Yeah, I mean, it would be tough to go to a reading and just have her drag you out of the closet.
No, and like I was just like, no, I'm not. She was like, oh yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
I mean, that was like potentially spurred on because I told my psychic that I was in love with KB.
Okay,
but I didn't say I was sexually.
What was like her other reads were like just like, oh, you're disorganized and should take more notes.
Yeah, I mean to be fair, that's what my mom says. But
I mean, you came in like an absolute slob. Adderall juice dripping out of your nose. Like, that wasn't hard for her to...
Yes. And, I mean, we were all dressed very gay. So, that probably...
We were wearing neon H&M.
Yeah, you were... You had a couple flamingo earrings, I think.
I did.
But, yeah, no, she was like, I'm sensing that you were closer to one of your grandparents. And I was like, well, I only met one of my grandparents, so... Yes.
Assuming yes. No shit. You're closer with one of your grandparents. Everybody is.
Yeah.
She's just saying things that it was ridiculous, but it made me realize like the amount of women there, and there was like a line. There was a wait for our psychic. Like people would travel for miles and miles and miles. Women would travel for miles and miles and miles to get their palms read, get their chakras realigned, get Zen. And it made me realize how easy it would be for there to be a male psychic that was just predatory. You know, just like, oh, yeah, you've been washing your hands too much. You're pruned. I'm sorry. And again, this is very, I'm going to have to read your pussy. I'm going to need you to take off your pants. And then he's just like aligning the chakras of her pussy. Just,
like this is. Believe me, it's going to sound crazy, and I'm going to be just as uncomfortable as you, but in order for me to astral project you properly, I'm going to have to...
Your
pussy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can imagine me. He's like, I'm just going to put my hand below your vagina, and I need you to drip onto my hand.
Oh, jeez. Let's read the drippings.
We're going to check out the patterns it makes on a white piece of paper.
I notice you tense up a bit when I rub your clit. Did you sit in the back of the school bus? No, I couldn't help but to notice your pussy gets wet when I'm around.
I feel like this must have happened at some point. Like if we searched like psychic who ended up like being charged for sexual assault, I'm sure there'd be a lot of Google results.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the easiest, like
it's very easy.
That has
like,
to be the
most
predatory profession.
Yeah. Besides physical
therapist.
That's
why, I mean, I was a male in speech pathology and I felt like a predator just for the fact that I was a one percenter.
You were one of the 1% of males working in the speech pathology. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never met a male speech pathologist.
Yeah.
Damn.
Could have been me.
Fucking A. I didn't so even.
We,
yeah.
Yeah. So we did the spiritual camp. What else do you want to say we did?
I mean, we got up close and personal with some gators. We don't have to go. We don't really have to go into the details of what that means.
Yeah,
it depends like how much we want to give away. I'm trying to think. What were some highlights that we didn't capture on tape, though? That might be good to...
So this is our seventh hotel.
Oh, yes. we can say, because this isn't going to be in the video because the cameras weren't rolling, one of the psychics at the camp told you about when she lost her virginity. Can you share that?
So this was a reformed like accountant who became a full-on like spiritualist. She was like 65.
Yeah.
And you guys were getting your readings in the home, and it was just me and her, and she was talking about like, yeah, like, I was like, is it hereditary, your powers? And she was like, yeah, everyone has them, but especially my father and my sister. And yeah, my dad knew the second I lost my virginity when I was away at college. My mom called me up and she was like, what have you been getting into? And she just dropped that. And she was like,
because your father is like, he's acting up like
that is
he
a
knows
curse
something's
for any
up.
Father. I wouldn't wish that. Imagine being like, yeah, I'm a girl dad. Oh, that's beautiful. No.
He's hanging out at the bar like with all his friends, and all of a sudden he's like, ah, shit. Ah, they're like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, my daughter just got fucked.
You're like, when people have phantom limbs, he like has his daughter's phantom pussy.
Oh, my God. Like, that's dark.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. He has to tell his wife, yeah, she just got fucked again. Didn't she just get fucked this morning?
Yeah, just. Oh, he's like mowing the lawn. Oh, no. His ass starts to hurt.
Oh, my God. My friend, he lost.
Yeah.
He lost his anal virginity on the same night he lost his vaginal virginity. This is 100% true story.
You said his.
So he had vaginal sex. For the first time.
And vaginal.
Vaginal sex. Is that what they're calling it these days? It was his first weekend in college. Yeah, vaginal. And a chick brings him home, and they have vaginal sex. And then she turns around. She's like, all right, now fuck me in my ass. And he had been used to watching porn. He hadn't really had a lot of experience with chicks. So he was like, yeah, this is completely normal, right?
Donnie, is this you?
No. This was not me.
So maybe the psychic was right, because when you said your friend lost his anal virgin, I thought he got fucked. And then
No.
And then he lost his vaginal, and I was like, oh, he
You're right,
he
that
has
does
a pussy.
Sound like he got fucked in the ass. No, but he just thought it was completely normal. Like, he just, one in the vagina, one
no,
nut
no,
in the vagina.
No, I think you were right.
Like,
I wouldn't say I lost my penile virginity. yeah, like, first time using it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that got off topic. We tried to link up with Dave. We were not invited to his house, but it's the attempt that counts.
I mean, he did say just nah.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was like, nah is the nicest no.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a second where I was like, yeah, like I went to Vegas with him. Like I think you're in decent standing with him, Nick.
Yeah.
Like, we could maybe hang out with him. And then like I looked on Twitter and he was like, yeah, we just broke YouTube. From getting so many views on our TikTok podcast. And I was like, there's no chance.
We are small fries.
There's no chance. Yeah, so he said nah. And we left.
Yeah, I mean, at least he was willing
to go to Miami to do
a FaceTime with him. I mean, like, you can't get the full Floridian experience. But yeah, we wanted to go to Miami just to contrast it with all the other really cool places we're going to. You know, we're showing people the other side of Florida, but you got to show them the side that most people see, and then you show them all the other stuff that, you know, really, really contrasts with that. I don't know what the fuck.
But for those listening, tune in when that video comes out. That's our update on Florida.
Yes. Yeah. So you're going to be seeing some gators. You're going to be seeing some other animals, mystical, I don't know.
Mythological?
Mythological animals that actually may exist.
Creatures of a fake would probably be the best word, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we want to spoil KB?
I don't know. Well,
KB, yeah. KB has a love interest that's half fish.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom half.
Yeah. And you'll also be learning about another animal that's half ape.
Yes.
But
I mean, the audience is going to put it together that it's a mermaid that wanted to fuck me.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be saying that, but I looked up the salary of the mermaids at that particular resort, and statistically, yeah, I think she does want to fuck me.
people
what's the salary
listening
to
this,
to
though, are
going to
be so confused.
You
just said I looked up the salary of the mermaids who work at that resort. People who are listening to this and haven't like seen the video are going to have no idea what
that
means.
She's a glorified indentured servant down there.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Like, if someone is listening to this, what does it mean to work as a mermaid at a resort?
They're mermaid shows. We went to see a mermaid show. It's a 30-minute show. We found out. We looked on Glassdoor, the hiring website. It shows how jobs are. Average salary for a mermaid is $10 an hour. That means she made $5 the day we were there. That's, I mean, and
$5 to just spend 30 minutes underwater breathing through a tube.
Yeah, she's a serf.
Yeah. She's below a serf, and she's literally below
the
serf too.
She's a serf.
Yeah.
I used to love fucking serfs back in the day. Man, I used to go home with a serf every night.
I did
what about patricians? I rolling over in the morning and seeing that you brought home a patrician.
I did go home with a...
No, plebeian. Yeah. I would never bring home a patrician.
I did go home with a literal serf in China after...
Wait, you
after
brought
the Red Sox.
You was hooked up with a slave?
She wasn't a slave. She got... Well, yeah, well, a serf is someone who makes a little money. She's not like a full-on...
Got back from, like, constructing the Burj Khalifa or, like, working...
I hooked up with SBs. One factory worker and then one... This was...
You hooked up with somebody that works in a sweatshop?
I went on a date with a factory worker that I just like met. I didn't know she was like a factory worker, but like I just ran into a cute girl on the subway and like we went out to eat and she was like, yeah, I work like 12 hours a day in the factory. I could feel it in her hands.
Did you pay for the meal?
Yes. But after the Red Sox won the World Series, I hooked up with a random chick. I met at a bar. Was very drunk the next morning. We're talking. She doesn't speak a lot of English. And I'm like,
you woke up in Saugus, didn't you?
And I go, what are you? So we're having some pillow talk. She wasn't like the most attractive girl, but she seemed nice. And I was like, what do you do for work? And she goes, I am a killer. I am a pig killer. And I was like, oh, you're a butcher. And that, we got to the bottom of that. So
that's what she was.
Yeah,
she was a butcher.
She was a butcher.
I didn't know butchers. Did they do the pre-step of killing the?
Yeah, I think when you're like that's your job to kill the pigs and to prepare all the meat cuts.
What do you do? I'm a slave.
Is that guy that just force feeds slaves cream of mushroom soup? What's his name? Oh, that's my homie Donnie. You'll love him.
All right, let's see. I've never hooked
Who's
up with a slave.
That dusty guy with the cream of mushroom.
Don't knock it till you try it.
No, I'm gonna try it. Yeah.
But yes, Kyle's in love with a mermaid, and that's really all you need to know until the video comes out.
Mm-hmm. Not a real mermaid by any means.
I'm in love with the concept of being a mermaid.
She was hooked on that pipe, on the oxygen tank. Yeah.
Yes.
She's like. Like she had to keep doing it. I felt bad.